by Allah from the shaitan, and in the name of Allah, the most gracious, the most merciful, all the praises be, or all the praises and thanks be to Allah, the Lord of the Alameen, the mankind, jinn, and all that exists. And peace be upon all the messengers and the prophets, especially Abraham, Noah, Moses, Jesus, and the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Who was sent as a mercy to the whole people. My dear attenders, Assalamu alaikum. I would like to start my speech with a verse from the Holy Quran. The verse is number 13 from chapter 49, which is called Al-Hujurat's chapter. And the verse says, يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ إِنَّا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ مِنْ ذَكَرٍ وَأُنْثَى وَجَعَلْنَاكُمْ شُعُوبًا وَقَبَائِلًا لِتَعَارَفُوا إِنَّ أَكْرَمَكُمْ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ أَتْقَاكُمْ. The meaning of the verse is that, O mankind, Allah has created you from a male and female, and He made you into nations and tribes, that you may know one another. Verily, the most honorable of you with Allah is that who has taqwa, which is pious. Verily, Allah is all-knowing and all-aware. So if we listen carefully to the verse, and it is great meaning, it shows how all people have been descended from one mother and one father. Then, no showing off our racism. However, it says that Allah has made you nations and tribes, but for what? Is it to abuse one another or to hurt one another, as we see nowadays? No, it says to know one another. And of course, knowing one another means understanding one another and care for one another. Then the verse says, verily, the most honorable of you with Allah is that who has taqwa, which is pious. And taqwa means to fear Allah and to avoid seeking for mischief in this world. Also to know your duty in this life and why you have been created in this world. We must learn our message in this world. We must feel the others. We must learn how to give and not only to take. And we must admire and follow the characters that really seek for achieving human rights, especially freedom and dignity. So, to express our gratitude, we are here today to remember one of the greatest characters. It is Al-Imam Al-Hussein, Salamullahi Alayhi, the great man, the son of Prophet Muhammad's daughter, Fatima al-Zahra alayhi salam, the man who refused and rejected the mischief, the great imam that sacrificed his life and gave everything to humanity. And if we read that some people in the history used the humanity as a victim to achieve their desires, on the other hand, we recognize that all prophets and messengers, the holy tree and its fruit, Al-Imam al-Husayn salamullahi alayh, they did their best for humanity, yet some of them gave their life, and that's the end of the generosity. Sallu ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. Al-Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam, that you hear his name among different nations and different religions, once you hear his name as a man of the freedom, and once the justice's voice, and also the forgiveness of Allah Azza wa Jal. Imam Hussein alayhi salam is estimating never come from advertising or by paying some money. It is actually everywhere. Imam Hussein salamullahi alayhi, the voice has been fighting the wrongdoers. Imam Hussein alayhi salam, his attitude is still among the people that understood the meaning of the freedom and the meaning of the humanity. I think all people around the world should who Al-Imam Al-Hussein alayhi salam is. Sallu ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. So we should all seek for teaching the other people and let the other people know who Al-Imam Al-Hussein salamullahi alayhi is by using the media, a pen, TV and anything, instead of focusing on the bad things that never brings any goods to our families and our society. Unfortunately, the media today focuses on some bad behaviors and ignore many things that people are in need. The most ironic thing that some channels have been established under the name of the freedom to abuse Allah Azza wa Jalla's messengers, and they created many bad things against Allah Azza wa Jalla, his messengers, with pulling people back from their innate. And as you know, these things will not bring any goods to human beings. I hope that all nations recognize the right from the wrong and deal like brothers and sisters that are created from one man and one woman, as the verse I mentioned says. Finally, I would like to thank you from my heart for being here, and I wish you the best of luck. Thank you so much, and may Allah Azza wa Jal bless you. Shukran.